بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has afforded parents a very very great and lofty position. It is the duty of the children to respect, to serve, to revere their parents in all forms and in all ways. After mentioning in this verse that I recited, the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you should worship Allah only, immediately thereafter, Allah ta'ala says, وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانَ and be kind to your parents. Ulama say, the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had put this verse in this manner, where he first mentions his worship, and immediately thereafter Allah Ta'ala mentions parents, shows the great and lofty position and importance of a person being kind to his parents. There are too many ahadith to enumerate now at this time and to mention, but Quran Sharif is replete and the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam are filled with this message that we need to respect our parents, the mother first and thereafter the father. There are two doors of Jannat. If a person wants these doors of Jannat to be open, then he needs to serve his parents, respect them. To the extent that the Quran Sharif says, if they force you, in jahadaka, if they force you to make shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَلَا تُطِعْهُمَا don't follow them, but still, وَصَاحِبْهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفًا in this world, you make sure you live with them with kindness, with goodness. You show them your goodness, your kindness. One Sahabi radiallahu anhu, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam heard him reciting Quran al-Majid in Jannat. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, كَذَلِكُمُ الْبِرِّ كَذَلِكُمُ الْبِرِّ كَذَلِكُمُ الْبِرِّ This is the reward of birrul walidain, of being kind to one's parents. And close to Qiyamah, what will happen? أَقَّ أُمَّ وَأَدْنَى صَدِيقًا وَأَقْصَى أَبَا This quality will come out. Person will disobey his mother. Person will distance himself from his father. These are all signs of Qiyamah. Want to have nothing to do with his parents. Then the old age homes, as we find, are popping up everywhere on the increase. Why? Because we are too busy to see to our parents. As the Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali in the Fazail al-Sadaqat has an entire section on kindness to relatives. It is something that we should read in our homes daily so we can educate our children ourselves regarding the importance of being kind. So many incidents, they're beautiful incidents. Today there is a story here that appears in authentic narrations of Juraij, which is on the same topic. Juraij was a pious monk who had devoted himself to prayer in his monastery. One day his mother came to see him and she called out, "Oh Juraij, it is your mother, talk to me." Juraij thought to himself, "Oh Allah, Allahumma ummi wa salati, my mother is talking to me but I am reading my salah. What should I do?" He didn't know. He was not a faqih. That is why it is mentioned, Lokana Juraij faqihan. If Juraij was a faqih, he would know that he was supposed to even break his salah. Nafil salah. He was supposed to break his salah. Hazrat Mona Thanwi rahmatullah alayhi explains in the Beshti Zewar. Look at how many things in consideration for the parents. He explains the masail, when a person should break his salah. If he's at home, for example, and his parents need him, if he's in nafil salah, he must break his salah to attend to them. Hazrat Shaykh rahmatullah alayhi explains that if a person visits his parents and that food is doubtful, he must eat that food because he must obey his parents. He must not dishearten them. So nevertheless, he didn't know what to do. He wasn't a faqih. So he said, "No, Allah is more important. I need to read my salah." He continued his salah. His mother went away. She returned a second time. She said, "Juraij, I am your mother. Please talk to me." Again, he thought to himself, "Allahumma ummi wa salati. Oh Allah, this is my mother calling to me, but I am reading salah." Again, he said, "I have to read my salah." So he continued with his salah. So his mother said, and this is the danger. The person drives his parents to the point where they say something and a curse comes out. His mother said, "Oh Allah, this is Juraij, my son. I want to talk to him, but he is refusing to respond to me. He doesn't want to talk to me." Allahumma la tumithu. This is very dangerous. When the mother says something like this, the children must make sure we take good du'as from our parents, not bad du'a. We don't take bad du'a from the parents. We make them upset at the wrong time, and they say something, and then it is a time of acceptance. So she said, "Oh Allah, don't let him die until you show him the face of a shameless woman." Close to the monastery of Juraij, they lived a shepherd. One day a woman of the village came there and the shepherd committed zina with her. She became pregnant and gave birth to a child. When she was asked, "Whose child is this?" she replied, "He is the child of the man who resides in that monastery, Juraij." The people became very, very upset. And with axes and spades, they called out to Juraij. He was absorbed in his salah and his prayer again. And he did not pay attention to them. They started to break down his monastery. And he rebuked them. They explained, "Ask this woman, what is the problem? What is the story? Why are we breaking your monastery? You act like a pious person. But look at what you're doing." So with a smile, he touched the head of the child. This was a miracle. Touched the head of the child. And he said, "Man abu, who is your father?" So the child spoke. The child said, "My father is the shepherd." So he pointed out, like the story of Yusuf alayhi salam. The child spoke and said, and to clear the name of Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam with regards to Zulaykha chasing after him in the house when they were alone. Nevertheless, the child spoke and said, "The shepherd is my father," and everybody knew this is a miracle. So he was a pious person. Karamatul awliya haq. The miracles of the awliya are true. So when the people heard this, they were very, very remorseful for their actions. They said, "We will rebuild the section of your monastery that we have demolished. We'll build it with gold and silver." So he replied, "No, no, rebuild it with clay as it had been before." He then returned to his monastery to continue with his prayers. Ulama say he is so lucky because his mother worded the curse and said, "O Allah, do not let him die till he sees the face of a shameless woman." They say if his mother had to only say, "O Allah, don't let him die till he commits zina," then he would have committed zina with that woman. So it is very important to take the du'as of our parents, not to take the curses of our parents, and important for us to serve our parents diligently. Allah give you, give me, give all of us bi tawfiq. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah.